Radio, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration is offering buyouts to federal workers who agree to resign and get paid through September. Public policy expert Donald Kettle.
The money that they're offering to begin with seems to be in violation of federal law, which caps the amount that can be spent at $25,000.
Confirmation hearings begin today for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the president's nominee for health secretary. His cousin Caroline Kennedy is urging senators not to approve him.
He lacks any relevant government, financial, management, or medical experience. His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. These facts alone should be disqualifying.
Police in northern India confirmed 30 people were killed in a stampede at a Hindu festival today. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Medics rush the injured away on stretchers. Anguished relatives gather outside local hospitals and makeshift medical tents for word of missing loved ones.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. In a letter to President Trump, Governor Tony Evers asked for immediate guidance, information, and clarification on how kids, families, communities, and states will be impacted by all federal financial assistance being stopped. Evers indicated there's been no direct communication and states are left to plan for the worst, which means funding for the UW system could be in jeopardy because of this. Savannah Tome Olson breaks it down.
The White House instructed federal agencies to stop paying grants and loans and indicated those payments wouldn't resume for at least a few weeks. A judge blocked that move yesterday just before it could go into effect. But for now, things are in limbo. That includes for the universities of Wisconsin. About a third of the funding for the UW system comes from federal money, according to the Wisconsin State Journal. Now, this attempted move by the Trump administration, if it went into effect, would not apply to payments that go directly to individuals, like Medicare, Social Security, and student loans. But the system gets the biggest chunk of federal money for contracts and grants, not student loans. And that funding would stop. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin called it all concerning. The university was already dealing with the Trump administration's pause in federal funding for research. UW-Madison's research efforts rank sixth in the nation.
And two Wisconsin Supreme Court justices have been asked to step away from ruling on Act 10. Lisa Hale has more.
Republican lawmakers are asking Justice Janet Protasiewicz to step aside in the case that seeks to overturn a 2011 law that ended collective bargaining for most state workers. Protasiewicz campaigned as an opponent of Act 10 when she ran for justice in 2023. She called the law unconstitutional. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn helped draft Act 10 when he was Governor Scott Walker's chief legal counsel, and Democratic lawmakers have asked him to recuse himself from the case.
The Bucks lose in Portland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Portland Trail Blazers have a losing record, 27-29, and yet they beat the Bucks by a final score of 125-117. Were there some bad play calls by the referees on duty? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I don't know if that was. I thought they got what they wanted all game, honestly. Drove the ball the entire game, beat us off the dribble the entire game. Had a ton of dare shots early on, which gets guys going. They make a couple, then they feel good. I never thought we established any kind of defensive presence throughout the game. I thought our offense was awful. I really did. I don't care if we were scoring. We didn't have the beautiful ball movement, next pass, hitting the open guy the entire night. We just didn't. The ball stuck all night. Played a lot of iso ball. And we're good enough on certain nights to get away with that.
So the Bucks head to Texas next to take on the Spurs Friday night in San Antonio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s. Still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy, with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbus Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers criminy.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the freeze on federal grants impacts literally tens of millions of dollars to the city of Milwaukee. Plus, should you get fired for doing porn on your own time? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays, 4 till 6.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. The time is 8:07. Mild start here in North Central Wisconsin. Fair skies, 27 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She'll be letting us know about this warmer weather. Will it stick around? What are we expecting as we get closer to the weekend? So we'll talk to Brittany coming up at 8:21. Coming up in hour number two of the program, we'll be joined by the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation. We'll be talking to Sean Wright, find out what's going on at the Grand. And here in hour number one, very happy to welcome back into studio Mr. Bob Look.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. And need to say good morning as well to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Ian and I spent a good chunk of time this morning already talking about his trip to Florida.
Yeah.
And you can't get him to talk about that.
Oh, no. he was just giving me some of the details. And he was telling me how rotten the weather was, a lot of rain and cloudy skies. And I said, isn't it on their license plate that they're the Sunshine State?
They might want to change that.
I think that might be stretching it a bit. You know, it's...
Play Ron DeSantis.
Well, he's right, a well-off person.
Right on. I'll tell you something. The last time I was here, just to show you how things have changed and how it feels like it's been a year since I've been here. Back the last time I was on the air with you guys, Joe Biden was president.
The old days.
The good old days. That's what we like to refer to. but you know, I was just thinking about that when I was sitting here. I says, yeah, last time I was here, we had a really nice conversation. I started out the morning with seeing a video of Robin Williams and he and his routines on the David Letterman's shows over the years, and how it just improved my whole outlook that day. And I just felt really good because it started that way. Well, this morning, looking for looking for something to listen to, I was listening to almost all of Pat Kreitlow's morning show this morning, because the time just works out perfectly.
Sure.
And I just wanted to, you know, kind of catch up on some of the things. And, you know, talking about, you know, the vouchers, school vouchers in the state of Wisconsin, which has been something that years ago I was already screaming and hollering, this is BS! And it's somehow it just kept, you know, hanging on there. And it was something. And this, you're talking to a boy who spent all his grade school years in parochial schools, Catholic mm-hmm. grade school, all the way from first grade right up to eighth grade. And, you know, that was then, okay?
Right.
And my parents paid for the tuition, you know, for that. But, of course, tuition back then was not as expensive. But, of course, money stretched out a little bit more, a lot more than it does today. I can see, you know, that there are some individuals who would like to have that opportunity. The basic idea is right, but then, just like about anything, when there's a good idea that can maybe help some individuals or people and save them some money, it seems the grifters find a way to drag more out of it and milk it for all it's worth.
And you're right that giving the opportunity for certain families is a good thing, but mm-hmm. I know that there's quite a percentage that would be going there either way. Are they now getting the vouchers?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's sort of, it's one of those things where, again, it's become a political battle more than what's best for the systems.
And what's best for
who's
the students.
Who's winning or
either.
Losing politically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've made this, from my years going to Catholic grade school, it helped me in some ways, but in other ways, preparing me for what I was about to get into the high school as a freshman and back into public schools, there were so many parts of the curriculum that really wasn't going to help me. It was a struggle when we move into the public school, because first of all, science was, you know, something that just was never touched all through the grade school level. All right. And it's no slam on what they, but that was their specialty, was more of promoting the religion and that life, which has its, you know, positives also. But again, when you're going to try to going into a situation where you're talking to science teachers who think you have an idea of some of these things, and you're totally coming in flying blind.
Well, one of the aspects that was, I thought, interesting listening to Pat as well, it's sort of the shell game. People mm-hmm. don't really understand what the numbers are, what the percentages are. When you talk about looking at a property tax bill, like they were talking about during that discussion, if you believe in something, more transparency. And there's mm-hmm. there's not a lot of transparency with the percentages in terms of the vouchers, where the amount of money that exactly is going towards the vouchers. Again, if you're really proud of it, you bring it out. And instead, it really is a lot of a shell game.
I was reminded of a story, and this is some of my cousins, the brother of my father's family, okay? And I was talking with a couple of my cousins, and they had a large family, a lot of kids, okay? They had like 10, mm-hmm. you know? And they were putting their kids through Catholic grade school. Now you've got all these kids, you know, in there, and you're paying individual tuitions. Now, you know, give the schools their due. They gave them a discount because of the number of kids, mm-hmm. but still it's money out of their pocket, plus there's money going out of their pocket for supporting the public schools.
Right.
But what became the big deciding factor for my uncle, who decided to take his kids out of the Catholic schools, was a real simple one. He named, you know, all his kids with a certain letter to start their names, okay? Well, one of the kids, one of the boys, was named Dale, okay? And of all things, the Catholic Church/school had a problem with them calling their son Dale because it's not a biblical name. So you can imagine what my uncle just said. What do you mean? We're naming all these. It's like, you don't tell me how we name my kids.
Well, that's not a biblical name and not a Catholic name.
Well, he says, well, then we're moving. And that's when they all went into the public school system. That is kind of sticks in my memory and also sticks in a lot of people's memory from a generation or more ago.
Last week, the governor gave his state of the state. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the political aspect of vouchers and anything else. I thought the governor talked a lot about issues. But again, Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu came out and got so political so quickly. And I understand that at relationships. The relationship between the governor and Voss has been a long one. And I think maybe it's so deeply ingrained right now that they're having a hard time getting beyond it. I thought the governor actually set out a regular...
Well, state of the state. Yeah. He was laying out there.
But the way that issues. Voss came out and was just so petty after... I don't know if you heard some of the comments that Voss made.
Yeah,
well. I what is the road forward? Because you've talked, I think, very smartly about having discussions with folks that disagree with you. Mm-hmm. In the state of Wisconsin, what is the road forward?
The way forward is, well, you can try to discuss, and you can try to negotiate, you can try, but negotiation or discussions or debates takes two sides that are willing to listen to the other, each other's, you know, comments. I always try to come into discussions with people who don't necessarily agree with me, and I want to hear their side of the story and also try to put myself in their shoes. Why do they feel that way? Why is, you know, and that helps me try to negotiate my comments back to maybe hitting the numbers or hitting the buttons that are going to make them go, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can see that. But you can see my side. Yes, I can understand your side. And you can work at it. But it takes two to tango. It takes two to dance. It takes two to cooperate. And when you have one that just comes in and says, take it or leave it, or it's my way or the highway, well, this is what you get.
And I asked that because, again, what Pat was saying, again, talking about the budget, the discussions mm-hmm. coming up with the surplus still there and everything else part of the budget, saying that, you know, okay, Republicans, you want this tax cut to start there and then to spread it out. But I've never heard those like Mr. Voss and LeMahieu talk about exactly beyond a complete giving the money back to the taxpayers what they want.
What is the purpose for that? We talked about the last time I was here about tax cuts for billionaires or millionaires. If they get a tax, that doesn't make that big of a difference to them. Tax cuts to people making $30,000 a year or $50,000 a year, that's a big percentage of their discretionary income to spend money and help the economy.
And I've never heard the philosophical basis for what Voss wants to do.
Yeah. What's the end game?
Right. What is that philosophical?
The purpose of the tax cuts for the rich is what?
Yeah, where's the arrow go?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a quick time out, come back, talk to Brittany Merlot coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
We'll take it.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, I forgot to remind you that you can join us by giving us a call or a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And you can also use the Civic Media app yet again. You know, before we get to Brittany, it's been 2 weeks where I have not been 100% voice-wise. And I apologize, folks, but you can't believe the frustration. I feel like, again, a runner with a pulled hamstring. And I know a lot of folks around the area, been talking to a lot of folks. It's been just this time of year, a lot of little stuff going around. But, again, I want my voice back. Brittany Merlot, good morning.
I was going to say, stop talking. Let me give you a break.
I'm trying to help, but it's a show, and I don't want to step into,
Oh, but I feel like, you know, us as communicators, as our profession, we've all been there. It's a struggle. It's so hard. It's either the sniffles or trying to get the voice out.
Well, you know, the problem that Chad has that I had for so many years was, you know, doing a morning show, but that was following after doing high school sports, and you'd be having a really exciting game the night before, and then you're on the air at 6 in the morning, and it's your first words, you know, good morning! And that's all you got coming out of your voice, and it's tough. I feel sorry for him because I've been there and done that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you think about it, too, all of us, just normally, I feel worse in the morning and worse at night. It's when your body's kind of waking up, shutting down, so, oof.
Me, too. I feel the same way.
Well, we're all in the same boat then.
Yeah. Chad, but, I mean, you know.
Right in the waves of this crazy weather train.
What Chad should do is he should just start typing out what he wants to say, and I'll just read it out.
There you go.
I'll be the translator. Muy, muy caliente.
Yeah.
No, not really. It's going to be kind of regular weather, isn't it?
I tell you, yesterday, Brittany, very windy, but it felt warm. I mean, you know, it was like a little spring.
Yes, it was nice. So I made this like ice snowman during our cold snap. I froze some water balloons and stacked them. So yesterday he was melting and the wind was blowing around. I was like, he is just going to fall over and smash. But he made it through that nice little warm up. We hit 42 degrees yesterday. We were just 4 degrees away from tying a record that was 46 degrees set back in, I think, 1906. So pretty darn close to that. And now we've had a cold front move through. It is sitting just south of us this morning. So temperatures are in the upper 30s, or I'm sorry, they're in the upper 20s, climbing to the low 30s today. So just a few degrees from where we are right now is our high temperature. And it's still a bit breezy, too. Winds are gusting at about 30 miles per hour, and they're sustained anywhere from 15 to 20. So still a little feisty wind out there. It will calm down this afternoon, and especially into the evening it does. And then what happens is that cold front that just moved south of us stalls, turns into a warm front, and then lifts right back through central Wisconsin. So tomorrow, we are definitely likely breaking record high temperatures. Yes, the record is 43 degrees set back in 1999, and I'm forecasting about 48 degrees tomorrow.
Gonna blow it away.
That's a big jump.
Huge. I think the and entire state's pretty much going to be breaking records. We haven't been that warm in quite a while. So low to mid 50s in the southern parts of the state.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. Again, any snow in the near future?
Well, all of this snow will probably be gone by the time tomorrow is over. So we'll have a fresh, soggy start as we go into our Friday. It'll be sunny, highs in the mid-30s. Then Saturday, by Saturday afternoon, we are looking at a snowstorm potentially. This thing is putting down a lot of snow in the models, but we've been burned the past few storms, so I'm not going to go that high in the forecast. I'm just going to say let's expect about 2 to 4 inches Saturday night and into our Sunday morning. But as that passes out of here, temperatures do fall, so they'll support the snowfall as we'll be in those low 20s as we start off next week. So my fingers are crossed that I'm so wrong and we get 6 inches of snow, but I'm going to say 2 to 4 right now.
It's a good thing it's on the weekend because nowadays they'd be canceling school 2 inches.
Yeah.
Because we don't see snow anymore.
Well, no, exactly.
Yeah, we lost that Wisconsin stickability.
There you go.
Oh, it's what? 8 inches? Who cares?
No, exactly.
I used to call 2 inches a trace. Now it's like 2 inches.
Yeah. All right, Brittany, what are the details here for the short-term forecast?
Yeah, a little breezy here today. High temperatures will be into those low 30s. Tomorrow, a major warm-up as those winds switched out of the south. We will be breaking records, highs nearing 50. Then we slide down Friday into the mid-30s. But a ton of sunshine. Snow holds off until Saturday.
All right, well, people better get outside tomorrow when it gets close to 50 in the sunny skies.
Heck yeah. Oh, I'm going to be out there biking or something. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be working on my tan.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be in my, on my deck.
I'll walk around my neighborhood and not have to wear a jacket.
What? Did you say Speedo?
Oh, I did.
Please don't. You can hear the radios turning off throughout Marathon County by that one there. Woo!
On that note, Brittany, have yourself a great Wednesday.
Bye, you Brittany. You too, guys.
Right now, fair skies, 27 degrees, wind chill factor of 16, west winds 13 miles per hour. The dew point is 10, relative humidity of 49%, barometer 29.75 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 8:28. Information update coming up, and then more to come.
And we'll see how far Chad's voice goes this morning.
Boy, oh boy. I was not expecting this, to be honest with you. But we'll be right back. 98.9 WXCO.
Falls Radio, WXCO. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlow. The Trump administration's move to stop federal grant and loan payments from being repaid has been blocked, at least for now. Savannah Tome Olson explains what's at stake for Wisconsin.
The White House sent a memo to federal agencies telling them to stop making those payments at 4 p.m. Central Time yesterday. Now, that could impact all kinds of programs that get federal funding, like Head Start, law enforcement, Meals on Wheels, victim services. The list goes on. I spoke with somebody who works in one of those areas who said their team was scrambling all day trying to figure out what happens next. According to the State Journal, Wisconsin gets $14 billion this year in federal money. More than 60% of it goes toward the Department of Health Services and is then funneled into local health departments. Wisconsin is one of more than 20 states suing the federal government, saying the executive branch does not have the authority to stop money that was appropriated by Congress. Nonprofits across the country have also filed lawsuits. Democratic lawmakers who represent the Badger State are furious. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
I'm hearing from local fire departments in our rural parts of the state, wondering if they could lose the grants that they need to do their jobs, pay our firefighters, and save lives. I'm hearing from moms in local school districts who are worried that they won't be able to feed their kids. I'm hearing from substance use treatment providers and domestic abuse shelters who won't be able to help those fighting addiction or escaping unsafe situations.
Republican Representative Tom Tiffany of Minocqua lauded the move, saying this is what Trump promised on the campaign trail. Also making headlines from the Trump administration, they've offered nearly 8 months' salary to all federal government employees, trying to encourage them to resign. It's part of their efforts to majorly cut government staff and spending. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lady Gaga is not used to getting bad reviews when it comes to her music or acting. That ended big time when Joker Fully Odu was panned by critics and audiences alike. Gaga put things in perspective in a recent chat with Elle Magazine, saying people just sometimes don't like some things. She sounded unfazed, though, continuing that fear of failure is worse than actual failure, and if it takes over, can cause mayhem. Don't you hate it when your parole officer puts the kibosh on you hosting Saturday Night Live? Martha Stewart sure does. She whined to the perfect audience on The Tonight Show starring cheerleader Jimmy Fallon about how she missed her opportunity to host the show 20 years ago because of said parole officer. Maybe she'll get another opportunity since time has passed since she was convicted for conspiracy and obstruction of justice, as well as an insider trading scandal. It's so stressful when rich celebrities don't get everything they want. Maybe she can cry on her equally as annoying BFF Snoop Dogg's shoulder. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny today, not as warm, but still a very nice late January day with highs in the lower 30s. Still breezy as well. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Sunny and warmer again on Thursday, still breezy, with highs in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
RFK's confirmation hearings start. Will his vaccine skepticism put your kids' lives at risk? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., another edition of the Big High School Sports Show. Try to get my voice in shape before then. Jeff Grass will join me. We'll talk about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus our special guests. Our coach guest this week from the first place team in the Merrillwood South, Auburndale Eagles, will be joined by Chad Weinfurter coming up at 6:25 tonight. And then our student athlete guest, outstanding multi-sport athlete from Mosinee, Junior Taylen Jerschely. That's coming up 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO. Hour number one, joined by Bob Look. Bob, you said it. It feels like it's been a long time since the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been only 2 weeks since the last time I was here. And all the things that have happened, all the things that have occurred, there's a lot of people out there who are saying, well, we didn't see this coming. But then there's others like myself and I'm sure quite a other folks who said, I think this is quite predictable. And you knew it was going to be a lot of stuff flying in and a lot of distraction type things. So you don't focus in on the really important things and they try to slide them through. Well, they kind of got their hand slapped yesterday when that announcement came in about grants and support of common government agencies and services just disappearing.
Well, it seems like finally, again, I understand the idea, like you say, of focusing on the most important aspects. Mm-hmm. Again, watch what he does. Watch what he does. Make sure you respond to that. But it felt like the Democrats, the leadership again, finally are starting to wake up. That there needs to be an opposition party. And it doesn't mean being unfair, but gee whiz, it felt like for the first 5, 6, 7 days, they're just sitting back, you know, and putting out a statement, a written statement or two. Finally, they're starting to make a little noise.
If they want to learn something, they ought to check out how the government flows in England at the House of Commons. I mean, you have, the two sides, they're not being very diplomatic sometimes, and I've loved watching some of their debates when somebody gets a little bit hot under the collar and they just stand up and are very direct on these things. Not that we want people yelling at one another or threatening and that, but guess what, the threatening has been basically earmarked for one side only here lately. And I've been sitting here, for the last couple of days, and I've been watching how things have been happening in Washington, in our government, in the democracy that we call here in the United States of America, where you have politicians outwardly just saying, well, we're going to have to consider funding for natural disaster, mainly because the state there this occurred is not run by the same political party as the one who's in power right now. That is so un-American to me. I'm old school, and I'm proud of it.
Right.
But no matter if somebody you're not, friends with or have the same opinions on things, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to help them out in the time of need. I mean, when you have one side talking about living their lives according to Bible teachings, well, it's amazing how they just forget those Bible teachings when it's convenient for them to sound like they're overlaid or more important than the rest of the people out there.
See, what I hate is when people take, certain parts of the Bible and just try to manipulate them for their own use. It's not like you don't even read the Bible. You just take certain words out of it and you use them as like your mantra to do all these bad things. It's like, have you ever actually, read the whole story, read a story from the Bible? And we'll just, the Bible is not a perfect book.
No books are perfect, and a lot of things.
I'm a faithful person myself. I've read the Bible. There's a lot of nasty stuff in there, but it's, you know,
you just can't pick up pieces here and there to substantiate how you feel should be handled. And again, let me just preface this. You know, I was thinking this little hypothetical question in my mind. You're talking about the Democratic, you know, politicians, the people in the Senate, the people in the House of Representatives, yes, trying to be civil, trying to be, you know, let's try to work this out, or let's try to have some partiality.
Let's be bipartisan.
Here, I've got a suggestion now, and this is for the Democratic side, or the side that's not in power right now.
Okay.
Why don't we start hiring some dark ops type of Luigis? You know who Luigi is? Does that name hit your...
Super Mario Brothers?
No, the Luigi was the first name of the gentleman who took the life of the CEO from United Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not advocating violence. But if you would get together a group of some dedicated dark ops Luigis, they're more efficient and they're very focused. I'm not advocating. Now, let me repeat. I'm not advocating violence or harm for others. But having that in the back of your mind, that it's there, you're also talking about the person who just decided to pardon all of the January 6th participants. Right. These aren't Boy Scouts. These are not, you know, kids on just a wild vacation on Florida during Easter break. We're talking about hardened thugs. We're talking about not really the top of the chain. And the fact that they now have carte blanche saying, well, we got away with that. The president is going to back our... I mean, they pleaded guilty to some really bad charges that warrants long prison times. They've got to pay for those crimes. It's time that the other side, I feel, turns up the heat a little bit. Let's turn up the heat a little bit on Stephen Miller.
Oh,
how about Steve Bannon? How about the oligarchs, the ones that were sitting there in the front row? With all respect to Mr. Uecker. Sitting in the front row of the swearing-in ceremony when the members of the party were back.
Yeah.
The family were back. These clowns, the money machines, are out in front. Let's make the oligarchs, the billionaires, corporations, let them feel the heat a little bit. You know, you play a lot of poker, Chad.
Mm-hmm.
Part of winning in poker is... To make sure that the opposition doesn't know where you're coming from.
Put the pressure on.
Put the pressure on there. I'm not advocating it, but you have that in there as a trump card. No pun intended. But you have that there saying like, oh yeah? You think you're the only ones that can play this game?
I thought, you remember the Saturday Night Massacre back in the 70s?
Yep.
Friday night, more than a dozen inspector generals fired illegally.
Right.
And I thought the response was so mute by Democrats. You can't let him just do that kind of stuff without pushback.
Where's the fire going to come from? Who's going to come out? Don't not sound bombastic or that, but get the point across.
The facts.
Get the point across. Oh, yeah. You want to try that? Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do, you know, we're going to open up things that are going to slow down everything that you want to try to, all the people that you're trying to get into your cabinet, you're not going to get through this. And then put the onus on the Republicans on the Senate side. Hey, either you're going to stand with us to make sure that the legislative branch just doesn't become a little bunch of wimps.
I'm not huge into, you know, impeach all the time.
No.
But if you break the law, the Supreme Court has said, well, there's nothing you can do. He's got presidential immunity. The only thing you can do is impeach and remove. At the very least, you got to do something
and
investigate.
And be very vocal about it. And not be afraid to be vocal about it. And also just to be, say, oh, yeah? You don't think we want to do, you don't think we can do this? Try me. Wasn't that one of the great things about the Clint Eastwood movies that, oh, I'm sure the megas love them? Yeah, make my day. Well, make our day. You want to sit there and push this place to being an illegal operation, something that does not care about the citizenry of this country, not in the least bit trying to resort that the United States of America does not stand for united. It stands for whatever they feel is important, while you people be damned.
You're right. You have to use the levers you have, and unfortunately don't have the majority for power of subpoena the same way mm-hmm. that the majority has, but there are levers that can be used. And also, and again, that's one reason that I would like to see written statements don't work. You got to get in front of those microphones, in front of those cameras.
And be persuasive. Let them know we're not playing around. We're not going to sit there, oh, I'm concerned. Oh, I'm feeling troubled by this. It's about time I'd like to hear someone coming back, drop the F-bomb. Drop the
There was a congressman who said yesterday, said this is a bleeping five-alarm fire.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to say...
It's about time you start taking off the gloves, folks. And I says, Dark Ops Luigi's.
And that's the only way that bullies respond. Yeah. And these are bullies.
Yeah. There are a lot of times I got into situations where it was above my head, where that I was looking at somebody who probably could do some serious damage, but I didn't back off. And I stood eye to eye and says, you may outdo me, but you're going to come out of this scraped pretty bad.
How badly do you want to?
Yeah, how badly do you want to show how tough you are? Because I'll go through you.
And that, frankly, has been, the perception of Americans towards the parties. There's this perception that Trump and the MAGAs are these tough guys, and the Democrats aren't. And they got to change that.
No. And again, it's a part. People say, we're sick and tired of politics. Well, guess
what,
folks?
People like fighters.
If you don't fight for what you believe in, why are you here?
Boy, that's exactly right.
Why are you here? Why are you running for office? What, just so you can sit there and make a nice little cool salary and you get all the benefits and you can just wait for your well-placed donors who want you to say yes for this bill and no for this bill? And that, to me, does not show American pride. That does not show you what has made this country great. That does not show me what those forefathers, why they wanted to separate themselves from the motherland of England. Okay, I'll get
you. No, I'm thinking that the Democratic Party needs to get you on board as a consultant, because I think you nailed a lot of the really, again, American values.
Yes, fairness, yes. Equality, justice.
I love it. Bob, look, we got one more segment. 8:49. 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours. And then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice.
The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th president of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Degrees, fair skies in downtown Wausau. We are joined here in hour number one with the smooth-voiced Bob Look.
not driven over the rocks like yours has been for the last few days.
You were mentioning a little bit earlier off the air, talking about great atmosphere down in Madison this past weekend. And last night I had a great atmosphere at a high school game. It's one of the great things when you get to, I think, this time of the year where you get towards the end of the year, you get excitement.
Two good teams are going to put on a good effort both ways, and it's fun. It's just, those are the games we, you know, we wait for. You know, those season games where there's 30, 40, 50 point blowouts, you go, but then when you have it with, that's why the high school tournament time. When you get past, you know, the early deals, when you have more like seed 7 versus 8 and things of that nature, you just get up for them.
And that I sometimes find like the sectionals are more fun than state.
Yeah,
you get a packed house, and you earn that ticket. It's sort of like in the college realm where you get that ticket to the Final Four.
Yeah, yeah. Just think what it was like in Madison, and I always hear some local people who kind of, you know, Madison. It's just all it's university, so much. That weekend for the Madison and anyone who wanted to come to the games, you had hockey on Friday night and Saturday night, two great games between Wisconsin and University of Michigan, and he also had the number one women's team playing on Saturday, and then you also had the men's basketball team playing at noon on Sunday. All this happened in such a short period of time in that one area, in that one arena area, being, you know, the Kohl Center, of course, the LeBron Arena, just, you know, down the street, or actually attached to the Kohl Center, and I'm like going, wow. This is a weekend for people who are looking. If you're in Madison, you don't know what to do.
Nothing to do.
Well, you may not get into the men's basketball because they're basically sold out, especially in the Big Ten games. But hockey, we had 13,000 in there on Saturday night, but there's still room for 2,000 more. And the women's hockey is basically sold out now because that's probably the top toughest in the country.
I think that women's hockey is probably the toughest ticket in town.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's limited.
Yeah, and there's about over 2,000 seats in the LeBron Arena, but they're great seats. I just, and
okay, you can't get down to Madison all the time. But hey, he was just down the road, Stevens Point. They are also, you know, with the hockey, their basketball teams are playing well. That's a great entertainment. And above everything else, and you've said this a zillion times in your broadcast, as I have for years, the best entertainment dollars you can spend is going to a high school sporting event, whether it be football, basketball, volleyball, hockey, and then baseball. You don't have to pay for anything. You can just go to the ballpark and sit out and watch the game. I mean, it's outstanding, and plus it's kind of fun seeing your like a neighborhood neighborhood kid playing ball.
Your neighbors in the crowd.
Yes, this is why you know as Chad feels, you know, as I have felt for years. There's no better place to be than to do something like that.
And along that line, let's because you'll be back with us in 2 weeks, but in 13 days, you're going to join me for a hockey game at the Marathon Park, because this is your 50th anniversary.
50th year of being involved with sports, either broadcasting or a part of them.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So my first was in 1974, technically, but I kind of didn't want to just call it 2024.
Right.
It was that particular season.
Yep.
And in fact, also other things they got coming up in this year, 2025, it's going to be a 40-year anniversary of me broadcasting for the Port Washington Pirates when they won the state championship. And they're going to have a deal with the 40-year reunion with the team going to be there, and they're going to want me out there.
Was the championship in Wausau?
The championship games are played at Camp Randall Stadium.
Oh, football. I thought
football.
Baseball. Okay.
Football. So, and before that, we had Grafton High School that I, you know, had a couple of games in Madison for. So, I've been doing this a while.
So, Tuesday, February 11, West and Wisconsin Rapids at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. So,
the last two high school teams for hockey, actually did.
That's why it's kind of, it works.
And hopefully the coach, BJ with West, and of course Pat McDonald with Wisconsin Rapids.
He's been around for a long time.
Yes, he is. He's a great guy, and I'm.
You got to get him in his red blazer for that one.
Well, I do have this red coat. I know you Wausau West fans are going to be upset if I wear this. I mean,
it's radio.
It's radio. Then I feel better about it, but. Yeah, well, why not?
We'll look forward to that.
We'll do that, and
it'll be good to have you there in case my voice goes.
And the way it's going now, I might be doing these earlier.
I tell you, no kidding. Hey,
take care of yourself.
Okay? I'm going to do my best. Really appreciate you being by. We'll look forward to being with you on the 11th, and then back on the 12th. So we'll have a back to back.
We'll both have the horse then.
There you go. But Bob, joining us every other Wednesday.
Take care, Bob.
Take care.
Coming up, we will have an information update, and we'll be joined by Sean Wright coming up in hour number two here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zeppos joins us. She's worked with the Outagamie County Democratic Party. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s confirmation hearing. What does that mean for our health? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matinair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senate confirmation hearings begin in half an hour for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Trump's nominee for health secretary. RFK Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, has already weighed in a letter to lawmakers.
Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
The president's offering buyouts to federal employees who resign by next Thursday. Trump aide Stephen Miller explains to CNN.
American people voted for dramatic change implemented by Donald Trump. So it is essential for him to get control of government.
Space has been set aside in the West for undocumented immigrants who may be rounded up in new ICE raids. CBS's Camilo Montoya-Galvez.
The U.S. military, the Pentagon, has allowed ICE to use a base in Aurora, Colorado to hold migrants with criminal records.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm